This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A little bit of business real quick. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. This is your last chance this week to win a 4-pack of tickets for Disney. Just listen for code words at 905-1205. And then four times in the afternoon on Jane's show. 3, 4, 5, and 6 at the 05s. Text that code word to our contest line, and you're in the running to win the 4-pack, plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel. Danielle Reyes is here in the studio with us. Danielle. Gorgeous Danielle. How are you? You must be so just happy, and everyone's so lovely and wonderful all around you, and all is right with the world. You little traitor.
A little traitor, yes. I am doing good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm so glad this show is finally over with.
Yeah. Tell me.
It wasn't a good experience?
No, I had a great experience. It's just it was the first time I get to watch the show with fans, with Big Brother.
Oh, so it was in the can, and you just sat back.
Live
I'm
all summer.
I'm watching people's reactions as they're watching it versus Big Brother. I'm in the house. I don't know what's going
on. Totally cut off from the world.
Oh, yeah. And I knew I was going to be the villain this season. I owned it, accepted it. I even told the producers the fans are going to love to hate me or hate to love me. So I was going like, let's go.
Let's start at the beginning for this thing. So now the Traitors is a reality TV game show. Mm-hmm. The difference is that you're again, I mean, it's nuanced because there are three people around that to begin with who are going to be lying the whole time. So I don't know why it's so surprising to people that some of the people are lying.
I know.
Like, I get it. You want to be able to trust people, but the level of hurt feelings on this show is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it really it's a difference between what we call the gamers and the Bravo celebrities of the game. So the gamers.
What was that second word you said?
Bravo celebrities. You know, people from Bravo.
Bravo.
You know what I mean? So
It
was just
That's interesting. So we're talking like Real Housewives and people who are not, they're on reality shows, but they're not on reality game shows.
They're not reality game shows. So for instance, gamers know people are just going to lie to your face, and we expect people to backstab. Bravo celebrity people are different. They're not used to that. They're not used to people being so cutthroat and just gonna bold-faced lie to them. So it was, some of them were quite taken aback about it, and they took it very personally, and some kind of like, oh, lesson learned and keep it moving. But, you know, I think people that were in different tax brackets didn't really particularly care about it too much.
Do you guys not have, I feel like there would be a lot of talk about the game in general. I mean, I get that we see.
While playing, you mean?
Yeah, while playing. So there you are all in this house, and you eat all your meals together. You go out, you're in cars together. Isn't there some talk about like, well, you know that these people A, really didn't have a choice.
Right.
Like, I guess you maybe have some kind of choice, right? So you're talking to a producer and you say, I'm willing to be the traitor or not.
Well, I wanted to be a faithful.
Oh.
So when I got the
call. You were so perfect for the traitor, though. I knew you were going to be a traitor.
Right. Everyone knows. If you know my history, you know my origin story, you know, like, Danielle's a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
And what helped me in traitors is because I didn't play, it's been 20 plus years since I played Big Brother. So a lot of those people were not aware of my capability of being a villain. And so when I spoke with the producers, I said, I want to be, okay, so I didn't really know too much of the game,
yes.
Traitors, to be honest. So
it's a fairly newish show,
they're talking to me, and I'm like, I want to be a friendly. Oh. I didn't even get the terminology right. It was a faithful. And I'm like, I want to be a friendly. I want to be a friendly. I want to be a friendly because I am a human lie detector. I can smell BS a mile away, right? And my mother, we were talking, said, oh, Mama, do this show, and I'm going to be a friendly. She goes, you mean faithful? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, faithful.
Oh, is she already watching the show?
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, okay. What if Brittany's there? And I went, oh, no. And I said, well, if she's there, then I'm going to just flip the script, and I'm going to pitch to be a traitor. And so when I got to the castle, you know, I'm looking, see who's there, and I see Brittany, and I was like, oh, no. I got to be a traitor.
So there's some history there.
Oh, yeah.
and the interesting part of this from my seat, and I didn't get to watch the whole season, but I did see that first episode where you two, so Brittany also from Big Brother,
mm-hmm. You
guys have, something went wrong between the two of you. I don't know what, but you're a gamer. So why did you take whatever she did so personally?
Because she really had to specifically single Danielle out in that moment.
So here's the thing. So I'm a gamer and I get it. I don't take, you know, a game's a game. So
but there were a lot of tears. He's not wrong.
Right, right. So with Brittany, we met each other for the first time for a Big Brother thing. Not even, Brain Deer wasn't even fruition. It didn't even exist. So we talked. I shared a lot of personal information with her. Like if you're sitting at a bar with someone 2 or 3 hours and you're talking with someone, I'm sharing stuff with her. I'm like, I'm pro-woman. I said, women need to stick together. I'm tired of men in these reality shows making women look like fools. If I play a game with you, Brittany, you and I are going to play ride together, women to women. She's like, no problem.
So you cooked.
We cooked. So we made this agreement and we get cast for Big Brother Reindeer Games. We're texting, learn your Christmas songs, learn the story. So we're assuming we're going to work together on the show.
And you were working together.
We were working together. And so
right up till you weren't.
And then all of a sudden, she just flipped the script and she threw me in and she purposely wanted me eliminated. And I took it very personally because I did consider her my friend at the time. Mm. And so I was very upset. And one thing about me, I don't pull any punches. If you make me upset, I'm going to tell you to your face. And so that was that. And then we didn't talk after that. And then we get cast on Traitors.
Right.
And then she sees me.
It's really good casting.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to do it. You almost had to know. Yeah. This is why your mom brought it up to you.
Yeah. And I will say this. When Brittany and I did talk after the show, it wasn't pleasantry words exchanged. I did tell her that if I play with her again, I was going to stab her in the front, and I was very serious about that because I was upset at the time.
Now, this is after Reindeer Games.
After Reindeer's okay. Game. So when she sees me on Traitor, she's like, oh, snap, crackle, pop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We got some issues. But, you know, I have a heart, you know. I really do deeply care for her as a person, as an individual. And as the show progressed, and this is just anything, when you're spending time, even though you're competing with these people, they're telling you stories. You're a human, you start listening, you have all these bonds.
Yep.
And you start really the amount of guilt, Sarah, of murdering people was very overwhelming. I would go home at night and have moments.
Mm. We're talking with Danielle Reyes, who it was the star of the season that just ended, The Traitors, mm-hmm. which is a Peacock show. But you may know her from, years on this show, and then mm-hmm. Big Brother, which you were... you are the reason why they sequester the audience on those.
Yeah.
I want to give a little bit of history on you before we continue on with the traitor stuff. Because that season, you were brilliant. I think you were season 3 of Big Brother. You got into a little, very quiet hookup with this guy. You guys would just play chess together.
Yes.
and plan things out, and you never wound up getting nominated together. What was his name?
Jason.
So you and Jason had it all mapped out, but then you would go into the diary room and go, well, killed another one.
Yep.
Yep. Got you again. Screwed you over. You know, really like funny cutting things that you think are secret in the diary room. So then as people were getting kicked out, they're going home and watching you destroy them, every single one of them. So it was like an anger thing that you didn't win because you 100% were like the best player who never won.
Right.
So now you're on the traitors, mm-hmm. and you are a traitor. And
wait,
one
second. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. So you've done Big Brother more than once?
Yes.
Yes, I did. I came back for All Stars as well. Yes.
And then Reindeer Games is a third version of.
Yes. That was like a little short.
It was a little short
Christmas.
One.
Okay.
You didn't even have to stay in the house, right?
No.
And then is that it? Other than Traitors?
That's it.
Okay.
I'm surprised that you haven't done. I always expect to see you on like Amazing Race or something.
After I did Traitors, they did call me.
Oh.
And I respectfully declined.
Yeah, not your thing. Not your cup of tea.
It's not enough money for me. I'm so
really?
Sorry.
Really? No, it's quite all right.
I'm just, you know, the stipend is huge. And, you know, I'm not in my 20s. I'm not in my 30s. I'm not going to stop working to go play something unless I'm going to get.
Right.
So that's the point. You've got a full-time day-to-day job, and then you've got to take breaks from it when you do these shows.
Yeah, I had to get a permission and say, hey, boss, I got X amount of time, vacation time. I would like to do this thing if possible. And they had to give me permission.
I want to talk about the setting for this thing. First of all, the host is Alan Cumming.
He's amazing.
Cumming. Okay, just
no
singular.
S, please.
So
the S. Yeah.
He is divine.
He's amazing.
Like in every sense of the word. And he's just so perfect in this big Scottish castle.
Yes.
Like, is that place as astounding as it looks?
It is.
So as you're driving up to it, you're like, holy.
It's a freaking castle. It's just, and they got rooms and.
So you sleep
tunnels.
In a castle bedroom. And
we.
Oh boy, each one of you.
Well, we sleep in a. We don't sleep in a castle.
Oh.
I know. They're going to get mad that I said it, but we don't. But everybody knows we don't. We don't sleep in a castle.
I didn't know that. They have shots of each of you working out in your castle bedrooms.
I know. I wish, because I was a traitor, they call it the B-row, and I was going to rock my bonnet. I was going to put my black girl bonnet on and be like, yeah, I'm in bed with my bonnet. Let's go. But no, they didn't do that.
that's a new term for me, rocking your bonnet.
I did not want, yeah. So no, every night we go back to our hotel room and try to sleep.
Oh.
I couldn't sleep at all because I was stressed out.
Yeah.
And
well,
guilty.
And almost every night I had to
kill somebody.
I mean, it did seem like those things must have taken a really long time.
It took a very long time. I was averaging probably about, I'd say about 3 or 4 hours sleep, if that. Maybe 3 hours at a time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you were a wreck.
I was an absolute mess.
Through.
So people always say, what's going on with you, Danielle? Like, why were you crying and acting that way? Well, it was a couple of things. I knew. Based on Phaedra and Sarif, I came in there being my true Danielle, calm, cool, collective self. I look traitorous, right? And then I had the history of my big brother out there, right? So I said, I'm just going to act scared. Mm. And I'm going to cry and shake. Anytime.
I wondered how much of that truly was acting.
Acted all the time. Like when they picked us up, before we even started playing the game, they picked us up in the van. I was like acting. I would purposely, you know, slump and then I start shaking and then I acted nervous. And
did you feel like you were overplaying it sometimes? Sometimes
no.
I'm like, oh God, stop talking.
Not in the beginning, because I had to put that narrative out there that I am this scared person that's a faithful and I'm a nervous wreck. And that was the best way to play it. And I even, when we were driving up, you know, I had Dylan in my car, I had Carolyn in my car, I had Lord Ivar in my car, and they were like, oh, who wants to be a traitor? I'm like, I can never be a traitor.
Mm.
And I would start planting those seeds right away. I can never be a traitor. I'm too scared. I mean, how could people just want to, it's so cruel.
Yeah.
And so I
lying from the get-go.
And fun fact. Every time we're in the morning, we all get in, we're different groups. This is so scandalous. I mean, we're in different groups and they'll call MIVs. Those are confessionals, right?
Yeah.
And so they call MIVs and they stand for something I can't remember because I'm too old, my brain. Anyway, so they call us in and you kind of know if you're going to come back or you don't come back, because if you open the door and you see that envelope, then you've been murdered, right?
Yeah.
I, as a traitor, I'll be in a group and I know the person's murdered and I'm like, and I start crying with them.
Oh,
and
but you already know.
I already knew they were going to get murdered. I'm like, don't leave me. And then, or where they would call me to do a confession. I'm like, am I going to come back? I just want to know if I'm going to come. Like, I
always wonder about that. Like
24, like there was no time I was not acting.
Oh my God. That had to be exhausting.
I was so exhausted. Like
that and 3 hours of sleep.
By the time I got banished, I was like, thank God it's over.
Well, listen, there were a few times where I was like, she's overplaying her hand. She's going, she's doing too much, but you made it. You actually made it almost as far. I guess Brittany made it one step further than you. Now, can we just talk about that for a second? Because now, did you guys talk afterward?
Yes.
And are you guys okay?
We are good.
Okay, so, because I really did feel like she saw Dolores looked at you and went like this. Now, I get that I'm seeing a totally edited thing.
Yeah. I think so we did talk and I wanted to talk to her after everything aired. I wanted to see that, I really wanted to go with you to the end and split this money.
And by then she'd watched it at home.
Yeah, I wanted her to, because, I'm known for the villain. And a lot of people are very skeptical of what I'm telling, but I get it. Anyway, I don't think she did see it, quite frankly, but I'm not mad at her for making that decision, Sarah, because she made that decision for self-preservation, right? So I can't get mad at her. And I was not mad for that.
Right.
Reindeer Games was different because she intentionally was trying.
You are going against that guy really who's definitely going to kick your ass.
Yeah, she intentionally wanted me out. This, she had to make that decision to protect her game. So
I know, because actually the little bit of peace that the two of you had, like when you were both traitors, it was like a very little bit.
It was, so peaceful.
Very touching. Like, I felt like, they love each other.
We do. She's a little petite little thing, but she does have my heart. And, after the reunion show and everything, we talked and it was emotional talk.
Right.
You know, and for her. But I had to give her my point of view. And a lot of times she was so like, this is what I'm feeling. And I never shared my point of view on everything that happened in Reindeer Games and everything. And it was a good talk. We are good. I did tell her, I said, hey, I think you're amazing. I love you. But if we play again, I'm definitely not trusting you.
Right.
No, I didn't say that to her because I just wouldn't do that. But I just said with her, I said, I just can't trust you.
We're talking with Danielle Reyes, who I consider you a longtime friend of the show. Like you've always been kind of, you have a special place in our hearts and stuff. You just got off this season of the Traitors. Actually, when did that get shot?
It was shot May. We were done. Oh boy, it's June. June. So I had to hold on to the secret for.
And it didn't even start until like
months. Yeah.
Jeez, when
January.
Did it start? Oh my God! Right.
Yeah. My parents. It was my mother. So I when I got back, people want to ask, are you a traitor or you're faithful? So you can't say anything. So this.
Oh, you literally can't.
You cannot. So what I would do, my best story was, I can't tell you what I am, but I will say that there was a time where there's a group of us huddled, talking, and the cameraman came and they were focused. And I knew at that moment there was a traitor in this group. And that was my story I told everybody. So everybody kept saying,
like, literally all of you were the traitors.
And my mother was like, oh, she's a faithful. And then when they announced it, when she saw I was a traitor, she calls her. She's screaming. She's, oh my God, I can't believe
you
it.
You got your own mother.
Yeah, I got my own mother. And so.
You didn't lie. You didn't tell a single lie.
I didn't tell a single lie.
You told lies in the building. That's the thing. Like the bad blood and the hurt feelings on this stuff, I just, there's something about that game in particular that really just breaks down all the, this is the game barriers. Like, it's people can't separate themselves. They're so mad at you.
Yeah. But the cast, I think the fans were more Well, you know, because it was more Carolyn versus Danielle, right?
Yes.
And Carolyn has a huge following. You know, she's overcome so much in her life. She's an amazing character. I've never watched her on Survivor, and I've heard you guys talk about how this woman is.
She's wacky.
She's wacky, but she's very charming. She's charming in her own unique, mm-hmm. eclectic kind of way.
Yes.
And so the fans, of course, if you're pro Carolyn, you're gonna automatically hate Danielle. But the cast, honestly, there was no animosity when we got back together and we talked. Nothing but love.
Yeah.
Nothing but respect. You get the, as a traitor, why did you kill me? You know, you get that question a lot.
Well, I had to kill somebody.
right. So. But it was a good time. I'm so glad I met some unique people. And
anybody that will continue a relationship. Like, are you an Ivor particularly?
I love close? Ivor.
A non-factor though in that game.
He was, you know what? They didn't, because when he spoke, people did listen. And he wasn't so theatrical. He was very calm, cool, and collected.
So maybe he was too boring to make the cut for the show.
Yeah, him and Sam were just so subdued on the show. Everybody else, I think Nikki lives out here in St. Helena. Like
Nikki Bella?
Yeah,
Bella?
The twins. She's a local girl. But everybody else, like I'm close to Dylan. Everybody, I have nothing but love for everybody.
Let me ask you, because I think the average person wonders, it seems like there's a pool of reality show stars and you among them, but mm-hmm. I thought you'd done more shows. Like you've done four now total.
Yeah. And this is a gap. This is like a 20-year gap from my original time.
So
yeah.
Will you do, or are you getting more offers now? And is that something that you've turned down a bunch along the way or what?
I think, well, I'll be very frank. You guys are Odyssey, so you're no longer CBS. CBS doesn't pay for reality.
Not
show.
Surprising.
They don't pay Nathan. They just don't pay. And
so you're saying if you they don't they'll give you like some kind of a small there's got to be some kind of TV minimum or whatever. Yeah. So that's what you get. Yeah. If you're on for 20 days, you've made 20 days of this minimum plus whatever you want, and that's it.
They don't pay, yeah. Okay. And they're not known for taking care of their stars. NBC pays, and they fly you out business class, first class. They got.
Is that what this show was?
Oh, NBC? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And NBC, they take care of you. They got a wellness department. They make sure people are. I always said, you feel like when NBC is thankful to have you, CBS makes it seem like you should be thankful for being on their show. It's a difference.
I can see either way. I do know that you've put time and money into certain, like we see Boston Rob so much and you just go, this guy again.
That's his job.
But they've built this character.
Right.
So to them, that's something they've put money and promotion into. All they have to do is say Boston Rob and people go, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he's an NBC umbrella now.
Right.
Right. So can he get back to CBS? But like when Amazing Race called me, and I was like, well, how much? And they said, well, it's this. I went,
I'm not going to basically quit my job.
I'm 53 years old. You know, I'm not.
Well, you don't look it.
Thank you. I can't start. I got a job.
Right.
I got a W-2. I got.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things, this will be a, take a second, but one of the things that you see a lot is a stand-up comedian who is great at delivering the lines he wrote 6 months ago and has already delivered 1,000 times, and now here he is, and again, he or she mm-hmm. goes out and does the act, and it sounds like they've never, you know, like it's fresh. And that's why they translate to acting, because they've got lines and they deliver them like it's the first time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're saying you acted through this, your way through this whole season. So
acting.
Let's say someone wants to ask you to do something sitcom style. It may not pay right off the bat, but would you be willing to?
Like you'd be perfect as this
throw
character.
In and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm 53 and yes, I have a job, but who doesn't want to give a sitcom a shot? Would you do it?
I think I would do it if it depends on the opportunity, the money and stuff like that.
Well, maybe they just like, come do the pilot.
Let's see how that goes. You know, it's so weird because I've never done these shows for notoriety. I don't care to be on TV. I just want the money. I just want the money. I can care less about likes and clicks and social medias and followers. I'm there to play and collect
the money, the prize pack.
So,
you got a family.
Yeah, I got a family. So if someone presents an opportunity, I'm in the part of my life where I need security. Mm-hmm. I'm not at that risk-taking part of my life. So that has to come to play. Mm. I'm just, if I was in my 20s and no responsibility, sure, I'll gamble.
Right.
But now.
Because there are a lot of kids that they do these shows and then they're in that pool and you see them on all these, there's all these different shows, little challenge shows and all different stuff.
But you know what that is? That's scared money.
What do you mean?
That means that they always have to wait for the next gig.
Yes.
They always.
They're saying yes to everything.
Everything. But then you look back and you're like, so when this, because it's going to stop.
Yep.
So where's your 401k? Do you have health insurance?
Well, I got this mink coat, though. Right. I bought this sick coat in Union Square.
Got a lease on a badass car.
I hear stories of friends who are into the reality shows and they're like, I had to cancel my health insurance because of this. And that, you know, you hear stuff like that. Or you hear guys like, oh, I can't find a girl. Well, date a girl with a W-2. You know what I'm saying? It's just, there's certain things that I just find very important in life right now.
Right.
And stability in a job is important. Mm-hmm.
Some kind of security going forward.
Yes, yes.
All right. Tell me something like surprising about the castle or the way that you guys had interactions. Like what don't people see? Oh, I have a question specifically about that. Did you get dropped off out front and walk into the breakfast room? Is that how that worked? If you weren't sleeping at the castle? I always pictured you guys all in the castle. I'm very disappointed by that.
They got you good.
They're going to get so mad that I said that.
Who cares?
You know, everyone gets it. Anyway, basically we roll up. And we're all in some different rooms. That's why when you see us coming to breakfast, it's in different sections.
Yeah.
So we're all in different rooms just waiting. And then they call us and then we go.
So you truly don't know. You haven't all been in one room together and you're like, oh, I know who's not still among us.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Well, you know. You're the traitor.
I'm the traitor. They bring us in and it's breakfast. And breakfast is not like eggs and bacon.
Yeah, it doesn't even seem to be that much eating going on. It almost looks like fake food and a bunch of coffee.
And the food, and I can't eat when I'm stressed out, when I'm busy.
You're on edge. Like in those breakfast scenes, like, you know, you've eliminated someone. You want to see everyone's reaction. You need to have a certain reaction. Like, God, that must have been.
It was so great. Like, you guys, I Traders was so hard. It was so hard. It was the paranoia, the fear,
the meanness,
the trying to read people. Mm. You know, Boston Rob lied to me all the time.
And you guys were just at each other's throats right up. You guys and Carolyn and everybody.
Liar.
Oh my God.
Such a liar. Like he would say things like, yo, Danielle, you know Bob H said your name. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He goes, he did. I'm like, no, he didn't. And then, you know, you just sit there and
so he's just planting seeds all over the place.
You got to the point where I'm just like, all right, I do this thing where people are lying to me in my head. I'm going, let's play a game. Because I know they're lying. I'm like, all right, let's play this manipulation game. And I like to go one-on-one with somebody. Right. And with Boston Rob, he would lie all the time. And I was like, okay, so I'm just going to let you think that I believe this. But you're such a liar. Right. And then with Carolyn, people's like, why did you go after Carolyn and not Boston Rob? Well, it's just very simple, you guys. Boston Rob, the faithfuls were slurping on Boston Rob. There was no way for me to go after him. No one at the time was going to believe he was a traitor. I felt Carolyn and Boston Rob, because they were survivor, they were teaming up. And when I tried to talk to Carolyn about Boston Rob, she was not giving me any confidence that we were going to work together. Because of her mannerisms, she's like, well, you know, and she's making her faces. And I'm like, so are we good? And, you know,
it was impossible to tell. And she's a total loose cannon.
Right. So
you never know when she's going to just start blurting things out.
So I was like, are we good? And I'm like, these two are working together. So my paranoia is kicking in. And I'm like, well, I can't go after him, so let me go after her. And then he's weak. And then when he's weak, the juggler's exposed, and then I'm going to take a bite. So that's how my brain works, right? So that's why I was going after Carolyn.
But where's the kill shot?
Is this kill shot? And then at night, Carolyn, I'm telling you guys, in a turret, it would go like this. Carolyn, we want to kill this person. And she goes, nope, I don't want to kill this person. And then I would go, okay, why do we not want to kill this person? Whoa, I don't know. And I'm like, so that scene when I go, you're not giving me anything.
Right.
I was like, you're not.
Who do you want? I think that's my God. And all of you are like, okay, who do you want?
And then so Boss Rob, you know, Danielle, I think we need to kill da da da. Cause I'm like, you're lying. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this is crazy. Oh, I think I'm going to lose my mind. I was like, I'm sure the producers are laughing at me because every time I went in those confessionals, I literally put my hands in. I would just scream because I was so frustrated because I got Boston Rob who's lying. I got Carolyn who can give me anything. And I'm like, I just need someone I can have a conversation with that we can converse and make a plan together. And I had that with Bob the drag queen, and then Boston Rob took him out.
Let me ask you something for people, myself included, who there's a curiosity to these reality shows. So from the first phone call when you said, yeah, I'll do it, to the I'm now home and I have to zip my lip and go back to work for.
Yeah.
What was the time frame there? Is that 3 months, 6 months? What is that?
I was a late cast. I was called late, early April. Everybody else was called in January. So I was a late cast. So
but you started shooting like in May,
and then I'm home. It's a month shoot, so about a month, June.
That was only a month's time.
Yeah, about a month. Yeah,
it happens. There's two people a day.
Yeah.
Dang.
And you start with like 20, and then they add.
Yeah,
three.
And I'm thinking like, how am I gonna get through all these people? Like, there's a lot of people.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
All right, Danielle Reyes just starred on and practically won the Traitors on Peacock, which is the whole season is now up there and
so
available.
So much fun.
One final question, the outfits, the fashion,
did
someone help you with that? Or did they go come up with 12 great?
Yeah.
No.
So basically, I'm a tomboy. I don't like dressing up. I don't like shopping. And so they're like, we need.
You smell amazing though, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, that's my.
Can you smell her?
I can.
Oh, she smells amazing.
I got this special. I'll tell you off air. Anyway, okay. they said, we need 15 or 12 outfits. And so I'm like, okay. And I called my mother because my mother's a girly girl.
You did have to go get those outfits.
Yeah. I called my mother. My mom's a girly girl. I said, Mom, Roslyn. She goes, yes, darling. I said, I'm going on this show. She's, oh, great. I said, here's my credit card. I need 15 outfits. And lipstick tomboy, and please not too many high heels because my feet hurt and I'm old. And so,
I mean, she got you some hats. There's
she
got
that's all my mother. Weirdness.
But it's great because there was even some plaid and stuff. And
that
some
was
wacky,
not me.
Everybody's stuff is all so wackadoodle. Like, did they have to approve
not
this?
Me. Yeah. So then you have to take a picture and then you send it to the stylist. So every night after we're done for one episode, we go to our room and they give you a picture and they go, "This is the outfit we want you to wear," because those are the pictures you sent submitted. Before you went to go play the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, and then, so me being cheapo, because I know how much money I spent, because I kept all my tags on, because I'm very frugal.
Oh.
Yeah. Just, and then, so every time.
You saw those on TV, Danielle.
No. I was going to take them back, because if I got eliminated, I was taking all my clothes back.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart,
yeah. And so I was like, cool. And then she's like, this leather jacket. I'm like, why this leather jacket? Could we just save this? You know, so every time I was like, God dang it. Every time she was send a picture, I was like, that is expensive. Okay, so now I got to wear it and I can't take it back.
Did you have a budget or did you have to buy it all on your own?
You just buy it on your own.
Oh,
yeah.
Because where are you ever going to wear a two type of plaid jacket with a weird hat?
No.
I mean, never again.
No. And my mother.
Halloween?
Those hats were all my mother. She's like,
you know what? She did a good job. I really did think, oh, well, some pro is clearly doing this for them.
No, the only outfit they did in production was the red wedding where I had that wrap and the bugs and stuff like that. That was two dresses the lady sewed up in a panic. That the stylist, the designer of that show is amazing. She's like, you don't look good. And I remember she's like, I want you to wrap your hair.
Don't look good.
No, because they gave me this dress And it was hideous. And I was like, well, I don't care. Let's just go get this. I'm not that girl. I don't
give me the money.
I don't care what I look like. Money. I'm like, let's go. And she's like, no, Danielle. And then so she's ripping shirts, and you would have loved his hair. She's ripping and she's putting this on, and she's like, put this wrap on your hair. I said, I don't want to put a wrap in your hair. She goes, I think you should put the wrap in your hair. And I went, you're telling me this for a reason. And I see what you're saying.
Oh.
And you're telling me to put this wrap on
your
head.
You're going to need to protect yourself.
Your head. Like, so I'm that person. So when I'm saying I'm a human lie detector, I am clear. Like,
No. Just wrap your head.
She was like, she goes, I think you want to wrap your head. I went, There's something afoot here. So I wrapped
my head in plastic.
Yeah, I wrapped that sucker up. And then I remember driving up there. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be bugs. And
They're really into mealyworms and gross things, crickets and stuff.
Yeah, but all for the money.
All right, Danielle.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that you got some money. That's good news.
Yeah, thank God.
Daniel Reyes, always great to see you.
Thank you, guys.
And looking forward to more visits. If you want to, like, maybe next season of the Trade Tours, you can come in and be
absolutely.
Like a commentator on
I would
that.
Love to be a commentator. That's the only reason why I don't do these shows and commentate, because people will know how my mind works if I play another game. So that's why I always decline. So there you have it.
Well, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. So awesome to see
you. Awesome. Danielle, thanks, guys.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show, like all the stuff we just did with Danielle from the Traitors and Big Brother. And you'll get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Leading Ladies in NYC.
Oh.
Head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win a trip for two to New York City with round-trip airfare, a two-night hotel stay, and tickets to Odyssey's Leading Ladies, starring Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, Cassie Ashton, and Haven Madison. Leading Ladies in NYC. Go to RadioAlice.com. Okay, here's what's happening. It's going to be cloudy today. Rain, and they're calling it another one of those atmospheric rivers. So lots of rain still to come. Hey, it's late
great.
Season.
We need it. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah.
January, when we hit January and it was gorgeous every day, it started to really make me nervous. So I'm grateful and glad for the late season rain.
And we wound up having a really great weekend too. So I felt like that was a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So yes to midweek rain.
Mm-hmm.
So and by the way, it ends by Friday at 3 p.m.
Sarah rocked it out last night and everyone loved it, right? Even listeners went to the show?
There were a lot of listeners there.
Right.
It's great. I mean, it's Sunday night at 6 p.m. and it was a packed house. Like it was extremely, and I'm, you know, not going to take credit for all of that, but there were definitely some Alice listeners there.
Cool.
Sure. Yes.
Did you not wear a tube top?
I did not wear a tube top. Oh, okay. I wore a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Ah.
I have some videos I can show you, but I'm not pretty sure or anything. Yeah, I see that.
Today is National Napping Day. 42% of people are more tired.
Totally into it.
After springing forward, I'm not going to nap, even though I didn't sleep, because what I need is sleep tonight.
Yeah, but I'm always so afraid that I'll be so tired that I won't fall asleep.
I think that's what happened to me last night. When the missus...
It happens.
Hey, just to all of you single parents out there, not that I am, because I'm not.
You were this weekend.
I was this weekend, and I am... such a baby. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I guess I do know how you do it. You take your needs and you move them all the way to the back of your pile.
You just kick them off the back of the truck.
And maybe even you've just said to yourself, there's just no hope that I'm going to get to go surfing or crochet that blanket or whatever thing you do.
Have a moment alone in my own home.
How do you do it?
You're
Mrs.
amazing.
Was sick and she went to bed early on Friday and then I didn't see her. Then it was me and the kids. We had fun. That's true. It is true. Yes. There was fun was had. But there was a point where I'm like, make your own food. All right, it's dinner. I'll do it. Fine.
It really is an all day, all night thing. All the time.
Now is it that?
Kids got to eat, man. They're growing.
I know.
They have to eat all the time. They get exhausted and cranky if they're not eating.
Anyway... Nap day. Consider maybe a very small one. Don't get crazy.
Just a short nap. I might do that today. You know what will happen is I'll go home and I'll start watching SNL from this past weekend and I'll...
But almost half of people have had their sleep affected in some way by daylight saving time. Women say they feel the effects more than men. But there it is. National Napping Day if you're interested.
I am interested. I'm going to be... thinking about that and giving myself a pass if I do fall asleep on the couch. Mm.
I gotta not let myself.
Yeah.
All right. If you are someone that has been enjoying, if you're enjoying the dating sites, websites, the apps, then maybe this isn't good news. But right.
If you're not enjoying it,
they're
like
working AI into these dating apps now. They say AI... are soon to come. The bots will write profiles and help you on the dating apps, whether it be help you flirt, help you respond to... I fear this is one step too far, but I haven't done it, so I don't know. Even my friend, who had great success. He's still dating the lady that he met on this dating app. What was that, 6 months ago?
It feels like a while ago. Yeah, it had to be at least that. More than that, even.
My friend did not want to do it. He's like, I don't need that. I meet girls. But then he goes, all right, I do need it. Not because I won't talk to girls, but because I don't go anywhere where there are girls. So he gets on the apps. He meets someone, and they've been... You know, they're doing it.
Yeah. He's getting it on the regular.
But he told me, he said, if I found myself single again, I would not go back to the apps. And I said, but you had great success. And he said, I don't like the experience. Yes, I had success, but I also had people ghost me, people start writing me, you know, and then just, he's like, it's too, and I do understand this. It's the same reason that people will take Instagram. Fronty says he does this. He takes Instagram off his phone because he finds himself using it too much and realizes this is taking up headspace that I don't really want to give over to that.
Does he have a second phone or does he have to reload the app every time he wants to, post? Because he posts a lot.
Yeah, he does. No, I think he just re-downloads the app and then starts over. But what I'm saying is my buddy was like, if you really find yourself consumed with it, like, is my picture good enough? Did I write the right thing? Did I respond properly to this person?
Right.
And he's like, I don't want to, if I can't meet someone bumping into them, then I don't want to. So I get it. Even with success, you might find yourself not liking the apps.
No, that won't last long. A couple weeks and not getting laid on the regular.
Right, exactly.
Fine. I'll try it.
Users may have difficulty once the AI wingmen arrive on real-life dating sites without their phone to help them. The AI bots will soon be rolled out, they say, to flirt with people, craft messages on users' behalf, and write profiles for them.
So basically, this computer program is falling in love with this computer program. Like, because you know it's working on both sides. It's like you're just watching some automated thing and going, oh, that's kind of cute. You're both AI. It's so stupid.
AI bots will be used to help users choose which photographs will be most popular, write messages to people, and provide effective coaching for struggling users.
It sounds like they know me so well, I should just date the AI guy.
It does. It definitely.
It's her.
Is involved. I don't like it.
I don't either.
But I am not on there, so I don't know what that feeling of being distracted by this and desperately just wanting to hang with somebody is.
Right.
I don't have that experience. So
my AI totally got me hooked up with this guy. It was so cute and smart, all the things it said. So now I'm like a little bit nervous about meeting him in real life.
I mean, you remember when we were talking to V about this and she's like, oh, that guy with a seatbelt in his photo. Who would ever? I would do that for sure.
People in cars.
Absolutely. Like get in my car. Or just I gotta have
a photo.
And it's to me, that's a real life representation of someone, not some manufactured.
Yes, totally. Right. I didn't go to Glamour Shots for this one. I didn't borrow my friend's dog for this one. I was just sitting there going, oh, I need a photo. Let me put it. Oh, no, my seatbelt's in this one. Oh, well. Didn't even notice that. I'm in a car.
800-400-3697. 4 and 5 says, I was at Sweetwater with a group of friends last night. You were great, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. I had so much fun. It was so fast, though.
Rebecca
so fast.
From Novato on Odyssey.
It was really fun. But, I watched one of the videos this morning. I'm like, well, I'm not going to watch any more of those. Just never sounds, it just, like, in the moment, it just sounds great. It feels great. It's so fun. And then you watch it, and it's like, well, the reality blows. I'm not, I'm just going to move on from this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, Lady Gaga and a little mini game.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.